Okay. I run a mono cover over the next two shiurim. You see it? Everything's good?
Yeah, we see everything's good. Yeah.
Okay, fine. In the next two shiurim, I'm going to talk a cover in Mitzvah Shem, a big nakuda about keshes, brachos me'alpayim. I'm going to talk about ribua, and I want to talk about mishuloshin. In this shiur, we're going to speak mostly about keshes, brachos me'alpayim, and a little bit about ribua. The next shiur, we'll continue about ribua, and we'll Mitzvah Shem finish up with mishuloshin. The halacha, the Gemara says, "Ir asuyik keshes. If it's pachis medalat alafim amo, you're moichach a yeser. If yoyis medalat alafim amo, you're not moichach a yeser." We'll get to the Gemara with Beis in a moment. But before I go back to just one very simple point to bring out that when we say ir asuyik keshes, we don't mean that the shape of the ear is like a banana. In other words, we're not discussing what the back of the city necessarily looks like. That's not the nekuda of the sugya. And according to the sugi ear, a sikhi kash is a more appropriate description would be a ear that the gvul has an arc. The raya, the obvious raya that this is true, that we're not discussing the shape of the city, rather the shape of the gvul ear, you see, is bailut and taisvis. Taisvis discusses, and all the Yerushalayim discuss, whether pgumen have a din of kashas, whatever kiveh pgumen is, whatever the sparse of pgumen is, but there's a metzias in which it's called as the ikir ear, and there's the pgumen. And Taisa discusses and says the halacha would be that let's say you have a din of if you are machmir like Gumin, Taisa says that let's say you have an ear that's merubash, it's a square city. This city is square. Let's assume this square is 10 miles by 10 miles square. And Taisa says you have Pgumin Yoitzim, then if you have, let's say, two Pgumin, Taisa says even one pogum, and it goes out past 70 Amis. Then we start discussing the sugi of caches. I imagine you cannot see these dots here. I'm trying to bring out a point. These dots are houses, which in proportion to a 10-mile city, are very small. And we have the sugi of caches. There's no caches here. This is a box. The entire chalais, shame caches, is that the arc, there's a jutting outside the city, which causes an indentation. An indentation in the gula ear is the sugi of ear, our sugi of caches. We might talk about it. A kashas, but then the sugya is nothing to do with the shape of the city. It has to do with the art that instead of the city being bailut l'chutz, it's bailut l'fnim. It goes in. And that indentation is what we call a kashas, and that is what the sugya of ir asuyik kashas is about. Obviously, a reason of pointing it out, which is my mistama pasha to the younger light, is that someone come to say we don't have ir asuyik kashas today. Ir asuyik kashas means there's indentations on the borders of the city, obviously, if you look at a map. Virtually every city in the world has the sugya of keshes. Obviously, the question is, could we close the keshes or not? Is the din of yasik keshes is the halacha that if it's yosim medal alafim amo, it cannot be much of all of yes. That's the gemara number al. Gemara number beis is a machlokes. Rabbi Bar Avuna and Rabbi Beis Rabbi Avuna. If there's a second chumrah that besides being less than dal and alafim from one side to the other, does it also have to be pachas mi beis alafim? Migagli yeser, and the Gemara's maskana is that that second chumrah we paskin does not exist, and the halach is that as long as it's pachas midalat alafim from one side to the other, even if from going across it's less than dal, it's more than less than dal, even if from the gag to the yeser is more than beis aval pikein, you have the kula of ir asuyik keshes. That is the halach. There's a big nice in Rishonim. What's the halacha in the reverse case? What's the halacha if you have a ear that's yoisim medalat alafim amma, but the oinik of the keshes is pachas mi beis alafim? Taisus said that according to the sheet on the beis that we just mentioned, that the ear is pachas medalat alafim from side to side, even though the oinik migagli yeser is more than beis alafim, we're still moishecha yeser. What in the reverse case if the Reichav al keshes is yoisim medal and alafim, but the oimik is pachas mi beis. You are also meishich ayaser, and the din is moidin min ayaser. The Rishonim disagree. The Ritva and Surchita and Taisus, but halacha, the Rishonim disagree. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Pashtus, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rambam also disagree. And it's a big machlokes across the board. The Tur, the Rosh, and the Ramo are mekel, and the Mechaber is machmer, classic Mechaber. Ramot Machloikis, what is the din by Keshis, which is Yoyse Medalat Alafim Rachiv, and Pachs Mbez Aymik, is a tali on the sheet on the Mbez, or not? What the Hezbollah is, maybe we'll get to a little bit soon. There's another, so so far we have one kula muskemis bekeshes. And if it's pochas medalit alof and mi l'roicha bekeshes, you could close it. We have a machlekes if it's pochas mi beiz alof and mi gagla yes, if you could close it or not. There's another kula in keshes, which is kemat muskim. The question clearly who argues even on it, and that is the din of mokim ha-miskatz. Taisa says on the top of mid beiz, on here mid beiz, that when it's Rebbe Huna said by a keshes, which is yoiser, midalit alofim amo, roichav, you're moided min ha-keshes, it doesn't mean min ha-keshes mamish. It means when I'm mokim ha-miskatz, because when you're talking about a keshes, which is like you, it gets wider and wider as you go along from the gag to the yeser, there is a point where it's less than dalit alofim amo. But the Gemara says that when it's more than dalit alofim amo, it means if it, even at the end point it's more than dalit alofim amo, you can't put a yes at the end point. But if you go a little bit up towards the gag, at some point it will become less than dalit alofim amo, and at that point it could be much like a yeser, because the dalmine, the rest of it, this section has less than dalit alofim, it has a vlas tchum, and it has all the ingredients needed to close the yeser. So why over here should we not close the yeser? L'chor tzedavah posh. Rama brings this as a yesh aymrim. Not clear who the chaylik is. Pashtus in Rashi, and maybe in Sefer Itim, it's gevoit that Rashi taka does not hold the din of makom ha-miskatz. Come to gain the tour, and the tour says, so now we could be mitzarif on the kula of the toises, the rosh and the tour. Then we have a keshes, which is rochav yoyisim medalat alofim. But the oymek ha-keshes is pachas mi beza, it can be meishlich ha-yaser. That who adin if you have a keshes which is rochav yoisim medal and omuk yoisim ibei, just like there's a din that you can be meishach yaser b'makom ha-miskatzer dalet alofim, who adin if let's say you want to be meishach yaser where it's pachas mibei, but then it goes out past the other yaser, the halach is you can also be meishach yaser for the din of makom ha-miskatzer. L'chayr it's 1 + 1 = 2. We have a din of meshichas yaser, which is a machlokes of true by pachas mibei. We have a din of makom ha-miskatzer. The din of makom ha-miskatzer could be applied to the din of pachas mibeit. And the mele, we have the din of makom ha-miskatzer, which comes out a din according to this, that any keshes in the world could always grab the first 2,000 amos because of the din of makom ha-miskatzer. The Rama brings the din of the Torah, as we mentioned before. The Rama is makel, like Tosis, the Rosh in the Torah, that the din of Meshichas Yas is not only if the Rechav is Pachas Midalit, who are then if the Rechav is Yoisim Midalit, if the Oymik is Pachas, right? Does not, he omits the din of Mokum HaMeskatzer, Kalape, the din of Pachas Midbeis. He brings the din of Mokum HaMeskatzer as Yesh Oymrim before he gets into the din of Pachas Midbeis. Yesh Oymrim, Men HaMokum SheMeskatzer Shom HaKeshes, She'ein Bay Dalit Alofim Amo, Becholze, She'esh Men HaKeshes V'yesh Yoisim Me'alpayim. I will main bin alpine muddin bechol inyim in ayat. It does not, the Bi'aloch is medayik, that the Ramah does not bring the 1 + 1 = 2, does not bring the din of Malkam HaMiskatzer and Pachas Mibayt. And the Ramah says that the MS is that there's a reason why the Ramah did this, because Yeyesh l'chalik b'tritus, it's really not plus 1 + 1 = 2, it's really a jump. To say the din of Malkam HaMiskatzer and Pachas Mibayt is the hanocha of the tour, but it's not Pashat. And yesh lechalik the pshitus, and the mela. This is takel in the bialocha holds like chum kuli yisera. He's very not excited about pachas mibeis. He holds pshashar for loshin. Loshin doesn't use so much like a limcha is biadam. It's loshin afal p ain't a bar klal. Look, mashim tiatu oid kula. Oid kula, he says, he's very, very much that the whole thing is not so pashut. The Yankiv is machmir, this one is machmir, that one's machmir, and even though Efshul is mechal apoiskim, but not this kula. This is the Dibre HaMishtabur. Chazanish is very much matmi on the Mishtabur. He says, what's the needin over here? It's 1 + 1 = 2. What's the yesh l'chav v'pshitus? Maishna, this is a very simple din. There's a din of Keshes, which has either limitations of Dalit or Beit. We have a din of Makom HaMiskatzer. We have a din of Dalmine. What in the world is the problem? Tzorech l'hav and Dibre B'alocha. What does he mean, Yesh l'chad b'pshitus? But before we discuss what the pshat is, it's important to note that there's a very strong smach that the Torah's kula is not pasha. And that is the very Tosis of Mokum HaMiskatzim. Tosis says that there's a din of Mokum HaMiskatzim by Pachas Midal. Tosis has an aura. So how do you explain the din of Rav Huna that he said that you might have been Akashas? It's not really Meduktik. You might have been Mokum HaMiskatzim. Tosis says that if you say that the Keshes is not around, the Keshes is like a Ches, it's good. It's good because then it's not miskatze pachas midalit alof amamu. It's straight away from top to bottom. Roichav yoyse midalit. Only when the kesh is like an ark, it gets smaller and smaller as you go to the gag. But if it's a kesh, which is like a ches, it's straight away, straight, more than four. So then your taki can be mekayim the diktuk of the lashon of Rav Huna. You might then not kesh. Spektem ha'asha und chazanish. Temer apsu. Tosis just said on a minalit himself. Tosis is the one that holds that, according to Rava Beit Rava Bavun Al Koponim, that holds that Keshes can be Rachav Yois Pachas Midalud and Omuk Yois Midbeis. The reverse is also true. That when a Keshes is Yois Midalud, but it's Omuk Pachas Midbeis, the Halacha is Yimayshech Yaser. So Ebazai, even by a Ches, as we said before, comes out according to this, according to the Torah, that any time you have any Keshes in the world, you can grab the first 2,000 Amos. Midin Mokum HaMiskatzer, if you hold with Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Beit Rabbi Bab Huna, a Keshes Yoyse Midalid could be closed the Tochas Midbeis. And you add the Kula of the Torah, every Keshes in the world has the Kula of the Torah. A Ches is no exception. A Ches is Taka Rochav Yoyse Midalid Alofim Am. But this first 2,000 should be used Midin Mokum HaMiskatzer, the Shita Tosfos, the Tosfos right before. Mashon Chazanish HaMatmiya on Tosfos, and the Muchazach on the Tosfos. Obe, to kush the most, the truth is that if you hold up the beer alone, this is a very simple pshat in Tosfos, that the Tosfos did not say, does not hold that 1 plus 1 equals 2. Tosfos taka holds that if the kashas is roch of yoysim medal of omuk yoysim yibay, you cannot apply the din of mokum and miskatzer to the first 2,000 amas, and that is why by a kashas, even according to the shita of Rava bid Rava Ravun, and even according to Tosfos, that according to Rava, the Rabbi Ba'av Huna, the halacha is that you can always close the keshes, which is amuk pachas mibeit. But if it's rochav yoyse midalit and it's rochav amuk yoyse mibeit, the din of the mukim and miskatzer will not apply. Shtak asmach to the bir halacha is still now begs to answer the question: what is the pshat in the bir halacha? What is the siyesh l'chad b'pshitus? And what's the pshat saying? The simple pshat in Tosfos, so we're not going to be madchik like Chazanish and Masha. This is Ein Shaila. This is purely Lomdus. Now we're going to ask another Shaila, which is a vast ramifications, La Alocha Lemais. Till now we discussed, so far so good. Am I going too fast?
Good.
It's good? Okay. The next question is as follows. The whole Sugya discusses Akashas. Shainim say that Gam also has the din of the Chumra of Rav Huna. A Gam has a din that it has to be the Alachsan Alacha. We go, the Alachsan has to be Pachas Midalit Alachsan Am. That's the Alacha Lemaisa. What's the Alacha of a Keshes that the Alachsan is Yoyse Midalit Alachsan? So this would depend on what we just discussed by a Keshes. A gam that's alachsan is more than dalit alachsan am. So now, if the oimik is pachas mibeis, so you could apply the kula of Tosfos, Rosh, Torah, and Ramah. If the oimik is yosem mibeis, you can't. According to the Rishonim, they don't hold of it by keshes, they won't hold of it by gam. But according to the Rishonim, they hold of by keshes of the kula of pachas mibeis by keshes, we'll say it by gam as well. Where is this shaila discussed? So it's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch, the din of Gam, Pachas Mibeis, is not really there. Where is it first discussed? It's really discussed by Pgumin. By Pgumin, that's where it's discussed in the Mishtabura, as we'll see in a moment, by Pgumin, where the Shulchan Aruch is Ramaz Machmer by Pgumin. That is where this point is discussed by the Mogen Ram and the Mishtabura. Before we get to see what they say, let us clear a simple shayla. How do we measure the Pachas Mibeis Alofim? Which means as follows. When you have a keshes, so the pachas mibeis alafim, you go to the deepest point, deepest point they had less than 2,000, you're good. It's more than 2,000, no good. And from here to here is less than 2, doesn't make a difference. If the deepest point is more than 2, then you can't close it up. So when I would ask a question, what would we do by a gan? We would say as follows. Look at the gan like a caches. You say, I would take the gan, just for simplicity form, I would look at it this way. Now it's say, if from the Zavis to the Yasser is less than 2,000 Amis, then the depth of this gam is less than 2,000 Amis. In other words, to give it a straight picture, let's say this is more than 4,000 Amis. I would go from here to here. If from here to here is less than 2,000 Amis, you're good to go. Just like you just twist it, you'll realize it's like a caches. And you could now close it up completely, because that's what we do. Just think if it will be less than 4,000 Amis, the halacha is if the lachson is less than 4,000 Amis, we close it up. Aye, there's only a plus tchumen over here. It's make a difference. We close this up, and then we're good to go, and we go further. So if from the Zavis to the Yester, to this point is less than 2. So this is the Yester which Omuk Pachas mi base, and the halacha should be that we should close it up. And as I stated before, Shem Chazirish in one place, Behedya, that's the way you measure the oimik of a keshes to ensure that it's pachas, he pays a lot of money. And now I'm going to draw for you a picture of the Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to see if this is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, or the Mishnah Berurah says not like that. Before I draw for you a picture of the Mishnah Berurah, I just want to do a little basic geometry. Whenever we have a right triangle, then the hypotenuse is obviously always longer than the side, because this goes on a slant. The hypotenuse is always longer than the side. That's partial. This is going in a straight line. You're going on a crooked line. So this is always going to be longer than this. Simple enough. That's partial design. Now let's see what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. B'shem d'magen Avram by Pegumin. Mishnah Berurah discusses the halacha by Pegumin. And Sivkot and Lamed Hek. I'm going to read it, and I'm simply going to make an accurate picture of the Mishnah Berurah. Says in the Ramah, "Im hayu shnei batim elu kenegedo irti apgumen dinam kirasui kekashas." He means to be machbe batgumen, and there's a problem with the girsa in the Mishnah Berurah in the Ramah, and the Ramah magia the girsa al pi the Magen Avraham, and he says this problem. So I claim batim elu keneged shnei roshei ha'ir, which means you have ear, you have batim going out on both sides. Okay, so now what is the halacha? Zokli Mishnah Berurah Zeh. Birotzo Loima. Shem harbe batim yoytzim zeh achar zeh, ad rochot me'apayim min ha'ir. It's more than 2,000 from the city on one side. 2001. V'chein b'tzad ha'sheini. Here on this side it says, well, 2001. Dino ki'ir ha'su yikikashas. And what's the halacha? Check the width. It's more than 2. So now it's got to be less than 4. And therefore, if it's more than 4 as well, but besides being more than 2, it's also more than 2 out. It's more than 4,000 wide. It's only on one side. It's like this is like a gun. Here's the case. Here is the case. Similar to a gun. And he says, what's the halacha? Which the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Shati, it means that the alachsein, is more than 4. To make it accurate and clearly, the alachsein is more than 4. Ein moitchin hamidot mitzad hashen, you cannot square out the city. So the numbers of this case are clear. This is over 4. Let's make this 4001, and the batim yoytzim are 2001. In this picture that I drew from the Zavis to the Yeser, it's for sure less than 2,000. But when you draw a straight line from the Zavis to the Yeser, you have the Zavis at a right angle. And the right angle happens to be that this is the crooked line. This is the right angle. This is actually the longer line. This line is 2001. In this picture, this is 1,800 hours. This line is always going to be shorter than this one. So the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is that you do not measure from the Zavis to the Yasser. He says the golden rule is, if you want to know if a gam is shallower than 2,000, the side has to be less than 2,000. Pil deploy, also the pshat. Why in the world should this be true? The chayyad halacha should be. Now, Nemtam the Chazinish in the art and the Nesibis Shabbos, Mamish says this is sprach. Just look at it like a keshes. Just like the halacha is, if from here to here is less than 4, you close it up. So from the Zabbos to the yes is less than 2, its deepest point is less than 2,000 amas. The deepest point to the yes there is less than 2,000 amas. Why in the world is Mishtabur not closing it up? The halacha is clear in Mishtabur. I'm making a very important point. So I'm going to say Tyra soon. And Tyra is Tyra after she's under Ezbeirin. But before I get to Ezbeirin, this is a tremendous naftimino la halacha. When you have a keshes, which is a gam type of shape, which is very often, it's more gam than keshes.
Sorry.
When you have a gam type of shape, which is, sorry, one second, just my wife's phone is ringing. When you have a gam type of shape, and you want to use the kula of the Ramah, not the Lokum HaMeskat, you have to ensure that the side is less than 2. The halacha that it says over here is clear. That when it comes to less than 2,000 amis, the entire box has to be less than 2,000. The reason Mishabur is measuring the side is because he needs the final box to be more less than 2,000. The final box is totally on the length of one side. In other words, Mishabur is saying, B'shem D'mogan Avram, as Anach HaPshuta. When it comes to less than Dalit, you look at the Alachsan is less than Dalit, then you can do what you want after that. You can close it up. Aye, this area doesn't have a Vlas Tchumen. Doesn't work that way. You close up the last one, you're good to go. When it comes to 2,000, no. When it comes to 2,000, you have to have that the entire area you're closing up is Taish Beis Allah Fumamah. That is Machaira, that's before Lamdas, what it says in the Mishtabur. The reason Mishtabur is looking at the side is because he needs the final box to be less than 2,000. And this has a tremendous ramification. A lot of times we have things we want to be Merabeah, the Ribuah Olam, very often the Ribuah Olam, way, way, way past 2,000 Amis. This is a very, very important halacha to bring out. And the question is, can we explain it? So we have two great kashas on the Mishtabur. One is, what is the pshat that Mishtabur says, that there's the yesh, the pshitus, the chalek, between a meskatsa and pochas midalid roichav and pochas midbeis oimik? And what is the pshat on this Mishtabur among Avram that say that there's a chilek, the din of measuring the depth that we gabi dalit alofim, we measure the depth to the alofim, and then if we continue, gabi beis alofim, the depth, the entire depth, has to be within 2,000. So then in the tefesha. I'm going to see a gang, the mahaluch, tied the mishtabura, in both mishtaburas, based on understanding the fundamental yesod of the din of Taisus, which is the emes of very shverim. Taisus is Mechadish Adin that needs a tremendous amount of beer. Taisus said that according to Rava Bei the Rava Bar Avunah, that the halacha is that if a keshes is amuk rochav yosim pachos midalit, and it's amuk yosim mibeis, the halacha is that you could be mirabeya, who are then in the opposite case. And the shaila is why that's true. Now, the simple way of saying over the Taisus is you need one havlo mitarecha. Taisus does say those words at the end of Taisus. But in them, but Taisus has other words. Taisus said, afilu, but im ein ben yesu lekeshes ela alpain. The moedim loimin ayesa afilu yesh yoyitzi medalat alofen ben shnei roshi akeshes. The amati osi derech hayeser, that's the simple reading of the Taisus. Me roshi echa the roshi acher, Kibon the high kibon the yesa muvla. It doesn't say a word about one and two at the end of Taisus. One side, another side. Taisus says under a sprach. Taisus says the reason why you could close it up because you could go because you're allowed to go across. Why you're allowed to go across? Because you always take hatchum. The words of Taisus are. Yeah, but we have kashes. Taisus says, he bowed from the gag to the yes less than 2, you could walk across. Now, without getting involved in the Arichus and Simon Aleph, this halacha is not true. So, according to Gemara, that you can't walk across. This is not my koshi. This is Bismeir's koshi. Bismeir has a pshat in Tosfos. Bismeir's looked at pshat in Tosfos. But the Bismeir's pshat in Tosfos is to change it from yes to het. He says a pshat. I'm not going to go over the pshat now. I'm going to say over a pshat from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says a pshat in Tosfos. His words are as follows. He adds a few words in Shin Sadek Chesiv Dalit. And if you look in the Pesegraim and Sif Yud Beis, you'll see this even very, very clearly. He says as follows. And Ein Me'en Tzoyas HaYasu L'Keshes Yosem Me'alpayim. Afilu Yesh Bein HaRoshim Yosem Medalan Alofim Amo. Moedin Lomin HaYasar. Shaharei Yochol Lahalech Beheter Derech HaYasar. Clearly, reading Tosfos is not heter, but yeser, because it says beheter derech hayeser. You'll have to go beheter derech hayeser. Me roish zeh le roish zeh. Why? Kivon de hayeser who move la betchum haket. That's the end of the verse. He adds six words. The harei zeh ke mehalech derech botei hakesh. The words he adds is, when I'm going across, we view it as if I'm actually walking through to the other side. The vet that the Bialoch, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying at first in a shah for Oisbrook is, he's saying a concept of migul. A migul. I'll be mad what I mean. But the idea he's saying is, we view this halicha as halicha derech ha'ir, because I could go around about and do it through the ear, and then it would be a hiluch of Dalet Amos. As if to say, since with a slight detour, I could anyway consider this hiluch of Dalet Amos dip. Then I consider it that I'm just detouring from my route a little bit more hezba. I want to change the picture for a moment. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the svara of ibai hader alsi derech bater. Taisus shtals the Gemara shells through the Gemara mit beis. The Gemara mit beis says that the heter of pachas mi beis of yosef mi beis is. Because Ibai had also derech batim. The Rosh tells us on this type. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav means. I could go beheter because I could go derech batim, which means in the Gemara's case it's followed. This is less than 4,000 amos. When I'm walking in any spot, I'm teichal paim of one of the sides. Let's say I'm walking over here. So I'm teichal paim of the side. If I want, I could detour through the side and get to the top. And the longest is the bal teichal paim is considered. Samuch lebatim. The bat, the teich alpayim is muvla to the batim. Teich alpayim is called samuch lebatim. So since I'm walking samuch lebatim, we say I could have gone through the batim. Memelu at, memelu. This is considered a dalad aleph dalad amistik elu. It's chal that this is also dalad amist. It's a dalad amistik elu because I can do it through the city as well. So first, let's talk about the Gemara's case. A new pshat in the Gemara, different than Rashi. The pshat is not. I could go up and go across. It's not the vart. The vart is, why is there a problem when the oimik is yaisim yibayz? But Rashi, when the oimik is yaisim yibayz, you're walking sheer tchum without batim. Till you get to the yaser, you're going without batim. This is not a dalet amos tik eiluch. It's not the gemara name. The bat, I could go derech batim, and then I would have a dalet amos tik eiluch because I'm not going around and I'm going straight. I'm going to be worse. I could have gone derech batim, and therefore the hilach which is in the area, which is mugla in the batim, because the seichat chum is has the same thing as walking via the batim. It's dalet amistik. If it's dalet amistik, it doesn't make a difference. Zok the Tosfos. I'm taking away half of it. Do I still have the heter ibay asid derech batim? Ibay had the asid derech batim. Give the hiluch Hashem of dalet amos. And memela, this is the case of Tosfos. When you have a keshes which is amuk yais which is rochav yais midalet and amuk pachas mibeis of Tosfos, this is called dalet amos. This whole entire area is dalet amos because I could walk through the batim. So we belt. This is a dalet amos. The hiluch. The halacha is that it's not considered a chutz l'ir d'ka shetach, and it's a shetach that's mutter with the din of dalet amos. Ebazoi, not mafsik, and you're close up. There's what to speak about this, but this is what shteit in Tosfos. that the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav is learning. The Yisoid of the Gemara Amid Beis is not like Rashi. The Yisoid is Ibay HaDa'azah Der Batim, that since I could walk in an area which is Teich HaPai, and I can make a detour to the Batim, I would be able to walk. Then when I'm walking in Samuch LeBatim, it's Dal Ramis. The middle of the Muvla becomes Dal Ramis, becomes Dal Ramis, Ebazoi, it's closed. So Taisa says, Ebazoi, who are then? In this case, the Baal, the only had half of it. The Baal, this entire area, had Ibay HaDa'azah Der Batim. The Baal, I could go Beheter, Derech HaBatim, and Mela, this is also considered a Dalai Lama's Dikahilu. Ebazoi, you can't pick up the caches, you can close it. This is the Hatzah. If you look in Sif Yud Beis in the parentheses, you'll see this Mamish Mufurch. That this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Taisus. Now that this is true, it comes out Adava Niflo Adlam Oyd. Until now, and maybe according to other Pshatim Taisus, it's true. The simple way we understood Taisus and Shita is, Muvla Mitzad Echod is similar to Muvla Mishnei Tzadim. Taka hard to understand why. Muvla Mishnei Tzadim has a vlas tchumen. Muvla Mitzad Echod does not have vlas tchumen. Apsavar, Muvla Mitzad Echod is the same as Muvla Mishnei Tzadim. Muvla Mishnei Tzadim connects, Muvla Mitzad Echod connects. According to this, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, there's one connection called less than four. I've lost tchumen. A bayat mechadish given on the midbay is a new vort. That even when you're missing a connection, Be'etzim it's not connected. Be'etzim they're broken up. But if you have Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim, that itself makes it a Chalal HaMutar. The fact that it's Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim, you can't answer it on me. You can't answer it because I could be Matar anyway. I could go there anyway. So this can't answer me. Is the Chalal Be'etzim a closed Chalal? No. Be'etzim is an open Chalal. But Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim is Matar Afal Pikeh. Memela, but we can get Ibizog in the Sugi Hazay. As the do two types of Heterim. The Heter of the Sugya is Pachas Midalim, is Havlas Tchumen. In Taisus's case, you don't have the Heter that Havlas Tchumen makes it one. The Heter is Al Af that's not together, it's Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim. The Heter, the Lundus of the Heter is under Lund. The longest is Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim. Now, I want to go back now to the Bir Halacha. And I want to say over the Bir Halacha with this concept in mind. By the way, this that I'm saying, this new concept, the Pachas Miyos is a different longest. The Kabbinisano in the Sugi Mishalas and Tzkan Shin says it. That he says a Lashon, that Pachas Midalit is Kimoli Batim B'chatzeres. He clearly has such a concept that Taisus catches is not as closed as the Pachas Midalud. Oh, now I want to say over what is really going on in the tour and in the Bir Halacha and in Taisus with this in mind. Taisus said Halacha that there's a kula of Pachas Midbeis. Taisus said another Halacha of Makam Amiskat. But the Torah gesagt that Pachas Midbeis also has a Dida Makam Amiskat. We're now going to say it over using the phraseology that I'm using now. What the Torah said is that just like by Pachas Midalat Alofim, there's a Dida Makam Amiskat there, Pachas Midalat Alofim. In other words, just like when there's a Heter of Avlas Tchumen, when you have an area which is partially Muvla and partially not Muvla, you could at least use the part that's Muvla to make a Heter. When you have an area which is not Muvla, and part of it has Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim, and part of it doesn't, you could make a din of Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim on the part that has it. That's really what the Torah is saying. That the din of Ibay HaDa'asa also has a din that you could do on one part. When I've done it, the Bir Halacha gesagt, Yesh L'chalik B'pshitus. So according to the context we're saying, what the Bir Halacha said is followed. You're saying that just like the din of Avlas Tchumen has a din that you can take the part that's partially, the part that's Muvla. Who are then by Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim, you can take the part that is Ibay HaDa'asa Derech Batim. Du machsin atzushtel, umeken mechalizah. It's a tzushtel, umeken mechalizah. If you go with the first nusach that we said, that Muvla mitzarecha is a Muvla mishnei dodim, it's high nuha, the same heter. There's no mokum for chalukim. The din is, there's a din of Muvla, the din of Miskatzer, and I'm just making 1 plus 1 equals 2. But if there's a din of Ibai Adasa, there's Batin. So what we said is that just like Pachas Midalit has a din of Miskatzer, the din of Ibai Adasa, Batin has Miskatzer. That's a Tzushtel, the Bible. Why should it be different? And the Bir Alacha said, Miken Mechalik Zayin. When the Miken Midid Derech, when the Bilbo is in a Miken Mechalik Zayin, Miken Zayin Geshmak Mechalik. With Hakadama of a very simple shot. Taisus says the din of Mokam and Miskatz. Kondra Amotzi Yesh Oimrim, and could be Rashi disagrees with. Mokam and Miskatz is a psachidish. What's there to discuss, Bechla? What's there to discuss? You have a Kashas. The Kashas is more than 4 over here, but it's less than 4 over here. What's the problem? Mizetun Taisus Nishtazoi. The Lashon of Taisus is, and you see it's not so Muskin, the Lashon of Taisus is, the Loigara Amilu Nit Laisin Shalmao. Could say Taisus just bringing out the point. But Taisus is saying a word of dominant. And I want to say why it's not so passionate. Mivok, you can't talk it. This halal in its totality is too big. Here it's small, here it's big. This halal, don't cut this into pieces. You have to look at the halal, the chad, the machta. You could say Dalmine means wrong. Look at half of it. You could say not like that. Dalmine has a hezber. You know my Dalmine? I tell you like this. When over here it's less than 4, and here it's more than 4, where does the problem start? Here or here? The problem starts when it's Yosef Midalit. When it's Mugla Pachas Midalit, there are no problems. There's no Din Keshes Pachas Midalit. Pachas Midalit is a lost Chumen. It's an Alt Gewaldin. The problem starts where it's not Mugla. I was up to my Asvara. The problem starts after when it's more than 4. Don't stare the part that's less than 4. You don't have a rech to stare the part that's less than 4 when the problem starts after 4. That's where the problem starts. So that's where the din is chal. The din is chal where the problem starts. Where does the problem start? After the havlah. That's where the din of kashas gets broken up. Until that point, there's no kashas yet. That's why I don't have to be mischashe with the part that's more. Oh, hey, baze. Kimeneg and Shema Kechilu. This is more than 4 and more than 2. It's very big. What do you want to say? You want to take the first 2,000. Why do you want to take the first 2,000? Well, it's Mubla. Then it's exactly the same as less than 4. The problem starts after 2,000. The problem doesn't start by the houses. The problem starts after 2. But the aim is up nish to say. A keshes, which is Yochav Yaisim Medal, is a keshes. And then also the covenant is final. It's not Moli Batim the Chatzim. Novo, Sada Svaro Lahatir. But then you can't say the problem starts after. The problem starts right away. You're saying, but let me chodsh say on the first two. This is nish then you can say dominate. Maybe the verb dominate is only allowed when you only started having the problem after your yeser of miskatzer. When you have a problem in the beginning, maybe then the halach is that you can't be mechalik and you only have the heter. If you have the heter, if you don't have it, you can't say it. You have to be can't zushtel. Zushtel. When the zushtel came in mechalik, Ebazoi could be that by the din of pachas mibayez, there's no din makam a miskatze. Ebazoi, the halach is that you only have a makam a miskatze, a pachas midalit. The chazin is l'shteitzuch. He's going on the shittas. The chazin did not learn the Tosafot this way. He learned, yeah, the few thought in the Taisus, but certainly it's more of a din of Avlah. Yeah, but Zayn Chazanish now begin to understand. What's he talking about? It's Avlah. Miskatzer, 1 plus 1 equals 2. As we said before, Nishtak is Machtim Taisus. It would be Alocha. And on Kapanim, this would be a Mahalach to explain this Halach. This is, again, as we said before, pure Lamdas. Now I want to get to say a Geshmak in the hair while the other din is true as well. And again, I want to stress that my Shtikal Torah is just Benegea explaining the din, but the din is true and it's very relevant. Again, the halacha that is stated pashtus in Mishtaru B'Shem Demogon Avrom is you have a gun. It's less than 4 at the halach sign, we close it up. More than 4 at the halach sign, And the halacha is, in order to close it up, the entire side has to be less than two. Hell is why? I could just say from here to here is less than two and close it up. Same knetch, same bart. When the halacha from here to here is less than four, it's as if it's closed. It's as if it's a triangle. The reason why afterwards you could continue is because your caches were bottled. You don't have the caches. There's no caches here. It's closed. You close it up like close up a triangle. Masha Enkin, when you have more than four, what you had to the yeser? The heter is Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim. That's your heter. Beseder, your heter is Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim. As much as you have it, you have it. As much as you don't have it, you don't have it. What do you want to say? Have Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim till here. Now I'll close it up. What do you mean now you close it up? How are you closing it up? If the dalachton is less than four, it's closed. Now everything is beside it, like Eragula. It's open. You needed a heter. What's your heter after this point? So as much as you have it, you have it. So if from here to here is less than two, you want to make a line over here, but go right ahead. But the Mishtabura said, "Ein meitchin es amida kenegdon." He said the only way to close it up is if the entire box is toichal pi, which means that the sign is less than 2,000. When this is less than 2,000, you can get anywhere in the box. But Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim. I could walk through here also. I could walk to the corner. Say, have Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim and the entire box. Hey, Bazoi. You could use the heter on the entire box. But when you only have Ibai Hada Asin Derech Batim a part of the box, as much as you have, you could go. The din that you could go further is only shoe by Pachas Medalit. Because by Pachas Medalit, it's closed. By Shekin Lomvei, Itaki can't go further. This would be a possible explanation in this din, and if we go to other mahalchim, we have to figure out what is pshat in this din. Chazanish l'shitas sefer shteitzach doesn't hold of this in one place for sure. He says you measure a yeser, and for shteitzach, the way he's learning, all this has no shaykes to anything. And he says less than four is like less than two. So just like when the halachin is less than four, you keep going. When the halachin is less than two from here, you could keep going. Mr. Burr is masking this from here to here is less than two, but he just holds it.
Are you saying that the closing off the box is a chelik of the malabatim b'chaseret of the gam? It's not a separate din before after you do much of the yeser.
Yes, but there's a question. How do you do it? I hear there's no avla. There's a sheet that you can't do this. Here there's no avla, and even
everything.
There it is, because you got rid of your kashas. If you got rid of your kashas, now we're like a iragula. The nekuda is you can't close up a kashas. Kashas has dinim. I closed the caches. Now we're done. Now it's like a triangle. The nekuda is the caches is taka gone. The reason why you could keep going is because the din caches was taka bot. Not because if you figured out a way to get to the halach so you could do what you want. Because you taka get rid of the caches. It's less than four. That's the way I'm saying it. Nothing you have to say that it's true. Just saying this is the way I'm saying why it would come out with this halach. That every time when you merabeya after the halach, then not just, I don't know how you got here. No. You have to be mevatel the caches. If you couldn't be mevatel the caches, we wouldn't let you go further. You mevatel the caches because it's pachas midalit. If that's the hedger, then over here the din would be that you can't do it. Oh, I want to start talking. We have a little bit of time. Ooh, 6:16 already. So it looks like we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to stop. Okay, so I guess I'm interested in Sunday. I guess if it's up to the island, but I'm going to need a little bit more time. I'm going to need more like an hour to get out Ribua and Mishulashin, which are much, much more Negel Halacha, and if it's the time to discuss the Shailas. So it's up to the island, but I'm not going to be able to get it out in 45 minutes. So it's up to you.
You
need to start
a little early,
5:20. Okay, fine. Givaldi, Atzlacha. Any artists, don't hesitate. Send me an email. Call to.
Correct, correct, correct.